5 apps for real estate investors. That's today's show. Let's dive into it.
Let's get to it. Hey, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris. Thanks so much for watching. Today we're going to talk about organization because that's my favorite thing to talk about. And I want to talk about some of the ways we sort of manage the paperwork.
The workflow
and the money when it comes to being a real estate investor, because that's my job.
Well, people all the time ask us on our channel here and other places, on our podcast notes and everything, people are saying, what apps do you guys use? How do you manage all of these? When you start buying properties, it can get a little unwieldy, and how do you put it all in place? So today we're going to talk about 5 apps that we use kind of on a daily basis.
All the time.
To run our real estate business. So let's get started. What is number one?
Okay. The first one I use is a scanning app for my phone. It's called Scannable. I love this app because it takes any piece of mail that you get in the snail mail or by Owlery, and it allows you to scan it with your phone's camera, and then it cleans it up so it doesn't look like a picture of a piece of mail. It sort of like smooths out the paper and takes out the shadows, and it looks like a real beautiful high-res document. I use this a lot because when you're a real estate investor, you do get a lot of snail mail. Now, you get the deed to your property, right? That needs to be stamped by the county. It's like a raised document. It shows actual wet signatures. That's something you can't do digitally yet. And so you want to have that as some kind of PDF, right? Because you'll be asked for it from an insurance company or a water company or what have you. But beyond just the deed, you might get notices when the grass is too high from the city. You're going to get a tax bill. A lot of times those still come in hard copy. You want to make sure that you're organizing all of this stuff and that you have high resolution documents. Also, Scannable allows you to do multi-page scans as well. So sometimes someone sends something to me digitally and they'll do it like an image, like
a photo.
One page per, and it comes and I'm like, ha, that's not how you do it.
No. And so with Scannable, I believe Scannable is owned by Evernote.
It is.
And you know, Evernote has had a lot of different things over the years. So Evernote is the main app, and then Scannable, you can connect it with your Evernote account, which you can sign up for Evernote. It's free and it will store that stuff there. You don't have to store it in Evernote. It also does what's called optical character recognition, OCR. So when you scan it, it'll actually read all of the text and allow you to search it later. So if you've got a lot of these documents, you could then search, you know, Michigan water bill. And because it scanned it when it initially took that picture, it lets you find it later.
And it works with other apps on your phone. So you can scan something and then send it directly to an email. You can scan it and text it to yourself. You can AirDrop it to your computer, which I do a lot. You can also put it in Gmail if you use that app.
You can also
link it to Dropbox if you want. So there's all kinds of ways to take that digital file and then put it exactly where you want it. So make good habits of that kind of thing, because when we started, we didn't. A lot of times it was Clayton would open the mail and then hand it to me, and I would put it in like some kind of folder, and then later I needed a digital copy. So just like make a habit when the mail comes in, use your phone, put things away where they belong. Those kind of habits pay off.
Well, I was going to say yes, because that brings us to number two. You can send it to Dropbox. So that's number two on our list, Dropbox. So like Natalie said, with Scannable, you can then share it. Even if you're using Android phone or an iPhone, it doesn't matter. And send it to Dropbox. So how do we use Dropbox? I think Dropbox probably is the main folder system that we use for our real estate.
It absolutely is, yeah. So I organize everything by address. And that property address I organize by year. So whatever happened that year, if I get some kind of notice from the city, if I get something breaks, maybe I had a water line break and I made an insurance claim, all of that goes into the year in that folder. But then in that property folder, I also have purchase documents, which relates to if I got a loan or how I paid for it or the closing documents. And then a separate folder, I have ownership documents. And there I put the survey, if there is one, the layout. What am I thinking of? The
blueprints?
No, the house. You know, when you have a layout of your house, what's the word I'm thinking of? The floor plan. if I have a floor plan, okay, I put that there, and I put the recorded deed and the title policy, because those things don't relate to the purchase document, right? These are ownership documents, things that are evergreen that you need to access. So we share access to those Dropbox folders. We also use Dropbox for our receipts and our finances. You need some kind of shared folder system. I know Clayton's really liking the new folders on iOS. I just don't iCloud. Have a system on iCloud. I don't use that. We used to use Drobo. Just whatever it is, you need some kind of shared folder system inside your house, and it can't only be one person who has access to it.
Yeah, you might also use as a side. So Dropbox is what we use. You could use iCloud Drive. You could use Google Drive.
Evernote is another way. Evernote allows this too.
You can use Box, B-O-X. That's another one you could use. So you just choose one that works for you. But Dropbox has always worked well for us. In fact, Apple tried to buy them a number of years ago, but they didn't. So anyway, Dropbox, check them out. All right, number three on the list is iFax. What? Who is using a fax anymore?
Believe it or not, people still ask me to fax them things every now and again. And I'm usually like, what?
Probably lawyers.
Sometimes it's lawyers. A lot of times it's the city. We had a one property that we bought it, and the previous owner had some outstanding water bills. I don't know why. It seemed like it was serious enough that the city wanted a recorded deed to prove that we are a new owner, because otherwise they wanted to charge us with that previous owner's water bill. So we proved that we owned it, but they needed it faxed, and they also needed original signatures that came through. Like, they needed it more in an image. For some reason, emailing it didn't work. Some municipalities, like especially in Detroit, they have these inspectors, and the inspector might put a blight notice. They don't like your lawn is too high, or they don't like the fence or whatever. And only the inspector can dismiss a notice if you prove like, hey, I don't own that property. I sold it last year, right? Then you have to find the inspector. And I've asked these inspectors, can I please email you the closing documents? And they say, no, we're not allowed to use our email that way. It's so nonsensical.
That's government for you.
I don't know why, right? But it's not up to me. So I say, can I fax it? Can I mail it? What do I need to do, right? So you just need to be ready to work with these antiquated business. Like, a city is an antiquated business in a lot of times.
Yeah.
So be ready for it. Why I like iFax is it allows you to just pay per fax. You don't have to like have a regular monthly account. You can buy credits. Or if you need people to be faxing you things, you can also buy an incoming fax number, and then that just pops up like an email in your inbox. So I use it, I want to say like 2 or 3 times a year, but when I need it, I need it. And I don't know where else I would go. Like, would I go to Kinko's or something?
I guess.
If I wanted to fax something.
Yeah, you'd have to like go down to the, I don't know. Yeah, Kinko's or Walgreens and say, do you have a fax machine?
Yeah.
Or, I mean,
we had something where our insurance or our lender was not getting the insurance documents. Like, they had got something or something was crossed, you know. And I said, well, I'll email you then the insurance document. They're like, no, we don't take it that way. Either you mail it or you fax it. And I faxed it, and iFax gave me a confirmation. And then the lender kept like running me in circles saying, I didn't get it. And I had the confirmation from iFax, and I said, yes, you did. And I got really ugly with them. So these kind of things, just keep that kind of stuff. It comes across as a PDF, put it in your Dropbox or whatever, wherever you're keeping it. Just have that stuff.
How would you like to be able to buy rental real estate with 0% interest? Yes, it can actually happen, and I'm going to tell you how. It's totally amazing, but it actually works. So our partners at Fund & Grow have managed to do this for our clients. They've actually helped raise over $25 million for our clients to buy rental real estate. I'm going to tell you how you can get $500 off the sign-up fee. You're going to save $500 off your sign-up fee. That's amazing. Just by visiting our website, go to the funding tab on our website, morrisinvest.com/funding. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, my last name, morrisinvest.com/funding. And you'll save $500 off your sign-up fee. So how does this work? All right. So what Fund & Grow has done here, they're magicians. What they'll do is they'll set up business credit cards for you. You might get 4, 5, 6 different credit cards tied to an LLC or a business that they create. They do it all for free.
They'll set up the LLC for free. You don't have to worry about that part. You just sign up with them and they'll take care of the rest. And then they'll get you multiple credit cards in that business at 0% interest, because most of these cards have a 0% interest for the first 18 months or a year. Okay. So then you'll pull that money together. So some of our clients will get 70,000, others 110,000. My wife and I, because we did it jointly, got $175,000 to work with that let us buy 3 or 4 rental properties with that money. And then after they're renovated and they're cash flowing with the tenant, you just rinse and repeat. You refinance, pull that money out, and then you pay off the cards. And then Funding Grow helps you do it all over again. So if you want to do it next year, you can rinse and repeat over and over again. And the best part is they're only going to charge you this money if they get you the money. So when you sign up and you save that $500 off and you go through the process, if they can't get you the money for some odd reason, then you don't pay for it. It's that simple. And they do an amazing job of making everything so smooth. So we just had 2 clients last week that closed on 2 different properties, totally unrelated human beings. They don't know each other. And they bought properties using the Fund and Grow process. And they were closed, super simple. Everything was handled properly. The title company, super smooth sailing. And now they own a cash flowing piece of property that is adding to their net worth. And they have 0% interest on the back end on these credit cards. It's amazing. And it works. So to get $500 off, it's the only way you can get it, is to visit our website today at morrisinvest.com/funding. Check them out, talk to them on the phone, and I guarantee you are going to be blown away. Thanks, Fund and Grow.
Number 4 on the list is PDF Expert by the company called Readle. They make a bunch of great apps. In fact, they make a really good email app also, but we're not talking about that. But their PDF Expert app is fantastic, and it works great on the iPad. It works great on the iPhone. It works great all over the place. And it works great on the computer as well. So
yeah,
this will convert things to PDFs. It lets you mark up PDFs if you're doing a lot of closings, if you're buying a lot of properties, if you're just needing a place, a bucket to store PDFs and to mark them up and manipulate them to add fields. PDF Expert is fantastic.
Yeah. Although I also use Preview a lot for Mac. If you're not a Mac user, I don't know what the Windows equivalent is, but I like that in Preview on a Mac, I can save Clayton's signature, because a lot of times as a husband and wife team, you'll get something that needs both signatures, and I am able to save both his and mine and go doink, doink. So choose a PDF application that allows you to save. Sign My iPad also allows you to save. I'm pretty sure PDF Expert also allows you to save. So you won't, because otherwise I have to chase him all the time and be like, please sign this. And I don't forge for him.
I make an effort to do it legitimately. Yeah, but PDF Expert has all of these bells and whistles, and that company continually rolls out updates. So they do a fantastic job, the folks at PDF Expert.
Because like I said, there's going to be something that you're not prepared for, some form. We actually did have a waterline break in one of our properties, and we wanted to file an insurance claim. That's not a form I had before in any other kind of, you know, so you open it in your doc, in your email, and then you've got to go through and put both signatures on it. So just be prepared, because there are forms that, you know, you don't know. They come out of the blue. You got to be ready for them.
All right. Number 5 on the list, when you're sitting down and doing a lot of loan calculations, is an app called Loan Calc.
Yes, there's a free version, and I believe there's also a paid version. The free version has been fine for me. They have some ads that you have to like find the teeny tiny X on the app and then click it off, because I don't want that.
Yeah.
But this, I am always seeming to run numbers on my loans, whether we're loaning to somebody else as a private note or we're shopping for money. It's just a great way to put in how much you're asking, what's the interest rate, and what are the terms. It will give you what the monthly payment should be, right? It doesn't take into an account like a private mortgage insurance or any other fees that may be on the loan, but it will tell you based on these numbers, this is what the monthly payment should be. This is what you will pay overall for the life of that loan and interest. And this is how, I guess, the total expense of that loan. So I like to have that stuff at my fingertips. It does not do like a home equity line of credit loan. This is just usually amortized loans only, but it's good to have that, you know. I like it. It's free. Yeah. Put it on your phone, costs you nothing.
Exactly. So you can figure out the terms and what the interest will cost you over the life of that loan. So there you go. Yeah. Five tips, five apps for you to get started with your real estate investing journey. Pick these, love these. I'd love to hear your comments below. Which ones do you use? Have you found some other ones that you found really useful that you could share with us? We would love to check them out if you have any, right?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, so thanks for subscribing. Hit that subscribe button. Also, if we brought you any value at all, please today, you know, hit that like button as well. And please share this with somebody else. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. We believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.